Secretary of State Colin Powell held talks today with the Israeli and Palestinian prime ministers. He urged both sides to live up to their obligations under the so-called Roadmap for Peace. After meeting with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in Jerusalem, Powell promised to blast through those who would block the path to peace and said terror groups must not be allowed to succeed. Powell then traveled to Jericho and met with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. The Powell-Abbas meeting ended a short time ago. How'd that go?
Well, Powell called it a very good meeting. He said most of the time was spent on very practical matters, things like the logistics and timing of a handover of security responsibility in the Gaza Strip from the Israelis to the Palestinian Authority. The hope there is that once Palestinians see Mr. Abbas's government taking control on the ground and replacing the Israeli army, there may be a better chance of moving forward with this roadmap. Powell reiterated that the goal is President Bush's vision of a secure Israel and a viable sovereign Palestinian state. For his part, Mr. Abbas said he was making progress in his dialogue with the armed factions, such as Hamas. He said he hoped to have results soon. But he also said Israeli actions harmful to peace are still continuing, such as home demolitions, assassinations, the holding of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, and the siege on Yasser Arafat. He said those must change if the roadmap is to have a chance.
Well, Hamas claimed another attack while Powell was in Jerusalem.
That's right. Even as Secretary Powell was meeting with Mr. Sharon in Jerusalem, Palestinian gunmen opened fire at a car traveling on a road near the West Bank city of Ramallah. That road is used primarily by Jewish settlers. The early reports are that one settler was killed, and the wounded included a visiting American couple who were there visiting family. Secretary Powell condemned that attack in particular and had harsh words for Hamas in general. He called the group an enemy of peace that must be stopped, and he said one of his missions will be to urge international leaders to cut off funding to the group. Prime Minister Sharon repeated his position that so long as terrorism continues, there can be no peace process. Powell said he was encouraged by some of Israel's initial steps. These include the releasing of some prisoners and the dismantling of settlement outposts in the West Bank. But Powell said much more needs to be done, and he did specifically mention the need for Israel to curtail its assassination policy. He did use the Israeli phrase ticking bomb to talk about those strikes against people who are actually planning to carry out attacks. But he said when you go beyond that, which is an allusion to a recent attack on a Hamas leader, Abdulaziz Rantisi, he said that could damage the future peace efforts.
Well, today a shooting attack, before that a Palestinian bombing attempt. What does that say for Abbas's ceasefire efforts?
In the short term, not much. It was a booby-trapped bicycle left at a crossing in the Gaza Strip. The bomb attack, it did not kill anyone. It exploded harmlessly, but certainly wasn't harmless as far as Abbas's image goes as a leader who's calling for a peaceful struggle for statehood. And, of course, yesterday there was another suicide bombing that killed one Israeli. In that sense, this visit by Powell was much easier for Sharon than for Abbas. Sharon has made small but high-profile steps forward, while Abbas, who favors behind-the-scenes bargaining, really doesn't seem to have much to show.
Well, if they could get a ceasefire, what would be the next step?
The next step would be the big one and the extremely tough one. Palestinian security leaders say they're really in no position now to win a military confrontation with Hamas, which is what it would take to disarm them. And meanwhile, Israel is insisting that the first thing that happens is a complete cessation of violence and the disarming of the radical factions, and then there'll be some easing of conditions, which is what Palestinians say is needed to make progress.
NPR's Peter Kenyon.